Cumulative Review 2, Exercise 1.
And now for something different. The City of London is famous for its many museums, the British Museum and the Victoria and Albert, to name but a few. However, there are also a number of other smaller institutions that are not quite so famous, but are well worth a visit. This is the case of the London Cinema Museum. The London Cinema Museum houses a collection of all kinds of things related to the cinema of the past, including films, equipment and furnishings. Many of the exhibits date back to the earliest days of cinema in the 1890s. What's more, the collection is housed in a beautiful old building called the Master House, which itself has a place in cinema history. The building was once a home for poor people, and the English actor Charlie Chaplin spent some time there as a child when his family had no money to feed him. The collection is well worth visiting, but in order to see it, you have to book a guided tour. The museum is open on most days of the year, and you can book online or by phone. The price is £10 for adults and £7 for students with a student card. As well as the collection, the museum holds regular talks and presentations by some of the most important experts on film and cinema. Several nights a month, there is also a showing of a film from the museum's collection. Tickets for these events are available in advance at £8.50 for adults and £6.50 for students, or for a slightly higher price at the door, £10 for adults and £7 for students. Located in the district of Kennington, to the south of the river, the museum is easy to get to by public transport. The nearest tube stations are Kennington and Elephant and Castle, but many London buses stop nearby if you prefer travelling overland. So, if you're a fan of the cinema and you're spending some time in London, why not find out what's on at the Cinema Museum? If you manage to fit a visit into your busy schedule, you won't be disappointed.